Hey, group leaders, Pastor Vince and Pastor Kevin here. I hope you all have been enjoying the start to your summer. We're really excited to get in front of you guys today and share with you some unique ideas that we have this summer to be able to stay connected to you all, to help equip you as group leaders and also to help care for you throughout the summer. Pastor Kevin and I have been working on this project over the last few months, just talking through some ways to continue to be in front of you guys throughout this summer. And so I'm going to let Pastor Kevin share with you exactly what this project's going to look like.
Yeah, so we've been talking about doing this podcast this summer, and really its goal is to not be terribly invasive into your inbox. I know we send you a lot of emails and texts and ask you to RSVP for things and do things and send us stuff. But this is just a maximum of 8 minutes. We're going to do it once a week. We'll send it to you on Mondays, and it's an experiment. But we want to maybe share some learnings we've had over the last year or so. We want to share some ideas about group life and leading groups, maybe from other leaders from the other campuses. Maybe even some of you group leaders will ask to come in and chat about a certain topic and such. So it's not something that we want to like burden you with, but rather just encourage you and give some growth pieces where we might get better at what we do. And maybe you can listen to it on your way to work or wherever, and it's just not, you know, we don't want it to be another burden or terribly invasive to you, but just an encouragement piece.
Yeah, and we're really excited about this podcast. We've spent some time brainstorming through just some different topics that we want to talk about this summer, some things that we think will be really good for you all to hear as group leaders, and also to just help get you ready and prepared for the fall. And so just excited to be able to walk through the summer series. We have some special guests we're going to be inviting onto this, a few different group leaders, some different staff members that are going to be speaking into some of the things that we're going to be talking about. So we just want to make sure you guys take time aside each week to listen to this podcast. And I truly believe it's going to be a great thing for all of us. And we're all going to be able to grow throughout the summer as we continue to grow as group leaders. So one of the things I want to share with you guys is some of the wins that took place this last year. At our campus, there was just tons of wins when it came to things that were taking place in our discipleship ministry here at Pickerington. And this last fall, we shared with you all some of the different group offerings that we have at our campus now. And so we have grace groups. We launched our follow groups this past fall. We have our care groups and our Bible studies. And just a lot of great wins came from these groups. And today we want to focus in on some of the ones specifically from grace groups. And one of those is we had our highest attendance ever in grace groups. We had 598 people attend grace groups at this campus, which is pretty awesome to see that number. 1,262 people were involved in all types of groups at our campus. So that was everything from grace groups, follow groups, Bible studies, to care groups. And that's pretty amazing to see that number, to see that many people owning their faith, taking next steps, and getting involved into community by joining one of the groups that we have here. A really cool number is we have 130 people attended grace group for the very first time. It's amazing when you hear that 130 people at our campus took that step to get involved into grace groups, which is so cool to really hear that. Awesome just to hear those things that God's doing in and through the groups here at our campus. Really cool story that we heard from one of our group leaders. There was a young couple that attended Grace for the first time this past fall. They came to church and they went out to Grace Central, which led them to coming to meet the team. And meet the team was something that we put on this year where people could come and meet our staff at our Pickerington campus and get to know them a little bit more as they're taking steps to get connected. And this couple decided to join a grace group. And they were saying going into grace group the first night, they were really nervous. They didn't know what to expect. They went to group, had a great time, really connected with the group members and their leader. And they were walking through some challenging things in their life. And their group leader was able to speak truth into their life and support them and care for them and help point them closer to Jesus. And it's really cool because this couple is going to be getting baptized. They signed up to start serving, and God's just really been at work in their family. And it was just awesome to see how taking that step into group life and having people surround them to pray for them and help point them closer to Jesus really made a big difference in their life. Another really cool win was Serve Saturday. We had so many groups participate in Serve Saturday. We had groups that were serving at nursing homes together. They were out in the community doing yard work for people. They mulched some of our schools here in the community, and some groups even built beds together for people in need. And so it was just awesome to see that many groups serving the community together. And one of the things we want to keep in front of you is just to make sure that as a group, you're continuing to serve outside of Serve Saturday. We have so many different opportunities with all of our partners here in the community. So we want to encourage you guys as groups to continue to be talking about ways that you can go serve together as a group and really just make an impact in the lives of others here in our community.
So the next thing we want to talk about is, what are you going to do in the summer? with our normal group meetings ending and we're not doing the message guide, a lot of groups will just do devotions together. They'll communicate through their normal communication channels, texting or whatever, and they'll read devotions and they'll speak back and forth about what it means to them and what they're learning and so forth. And as you know, a lot of groups will do a couple of cookouts, two or three cookouts, barbecues over the summer, just to stay connected relationally, and that's always a good thing. Other groups we've heard over the years like to go to Clippers games or Crew games. There's a ton of things to do in the city that don't cost much, and you can just do things together like go to the zoo, go to the wilds. I've heard of a group going to the Tecumseh thing together or the different outdoor events. I know one of the things that my group likes to do is go hiking together. We have a bunch of hikers in our group, and we like to go hiking and talking while we're hiking. And, you know, hiking in the woods is just, it's therapeutic as well. It's good for your mental health, and we like doing that part. One of the things we ask all of you to do is delegate over time. And one of the things I did this with my group this May was to ask some people to head up our summer outing events. And one of the things they've come up with is for all of us to go to the Ark Encounter together. And I think that's pretty cool. And I think we're going to do that. So that'll be fun. So you can come up with your own ideas and just to stay connected relationally and do some different things over the summer that you don't get to do over the normal group season.
Awesome. And we hope you guys enjoyed this first podcast. One of the things we want to share with you is tonight is team night. So if you're not signed up, make sure you sign up. We'd love to have you here tonight. We are going to be actually walking through just some really cool spiritual growth opportunities as group leaders in our breakouts. So make sure you're here tonight at 7 o'clock. We can't wait to see you. Also, make sure you also set up a summer connection event for your group. Like we just shared in this podcast, so important to stay connected as a group over the summer. Lots of different ideas. There's so many different things we didn't even mention. So just make sure as a group, you guys start talking through that and stay connected throughout the summer. Like we said earlier, really excited for this new podcast we're launching, excited for the different topics we're going to be teaching on and the different people that are going to be on here. And we really hope that this is an encouraging tool to help you grow as group leaders. And the truth is we all know that all of us have 8 minutes each day. So this podcast is only going to be 8 minutes. So if it's before work, on your way home from work, at lunch, whatever it is, make sure you take the time to listen to this podcast. Really excited for the next few weeks. Have a great day.